How to stay as white as snow. Today, everyone is happy because it is Johnny's little sister Susie's birthday. Mummy baked a cake and hid a big chocolate bar in the store cupboard for her. Johnny saw her put it there, but Mummy warned him not to eat it because it was a gift for his sister. But in a few minutes, he found himself alone in the kitchen. The door to the store cupboard was really attracting him. The chocolate that Mummy put there began to make his mouth water. Something was telling him not to do it, but he immediately thought that no one would be angry if he bit off just a little. He quickly went into the cupboard, looked around to make sure that nobody was watching him, and climbed up on a chair. In a minute, he found the wishful chocolate, carefully unwrapped it, and tasted it. What excellent chocolate it was! Such yummy milk chocolate, and it even had nuts in it. It tasted so good to him that he took two more big bites. Immediately, he felt that he shouldn't have done. But what could he do now? There wasn't much left, so he grabbed the rest of the chocolate, took it to his room, and finished it. The sweet taste was still in his mouth, but he started to feel very upset. What will happen when they find out? He would have admitted to it, but he was afraid, and so he decided to say nothing. When Susie was opening her gifts, he was sad and would have liked to have run to his room, but he knew he couldn't. Then his mummy turned to the cupboard and looked inside for quite some time. After a while, she asked sternly, "Johnny, did you eat it?" She looked at him with anger. I didn't. Johnny defended himself, frightened and blushing. Mummy came closer and looked at his hands, which were still dirty from the chocolate. She stared at Daddy, who immediately carried Johnny to his room. Johnny knew he was in trouble and yelled, "No, no, I don't want a telling off." But Daddy looked at him very strictly and said, "You shouldn't have done that. But since you did, you should have come to us and admitted it, and not lied to Mummy on top of it all." Daddy shared some cross words with Johnny. He was very disappointed in him. Johnny remained there alone and burst in tears. His feelings were hurt, but he was very sorry for what he had done to his sister. He wondered if the Lord Jesus would still be his friend. The frightened boy sobbed, "I want to pray." The door opened. Daddy came back in, still looking serious, but it seemed that he was glad that Johnny called out. So they began to pray together that Jesus would cleanse him. Little rivers of tears ran down Johnny's face, but he knew that Jesus had already forgiven him and that he was as white as snow again. Daddy hugged him tightly against his chest, and that calmed him down even more. Then he asked everyone in the family if they would forgive him. How relieved he was when Mummy kissed him and even his sister took his hand. Then Daddy said, "Johnny was guilty because he ate the chocolate that didn't belong to him, but we forgave him, and therefore even the Lord Jesus will forgive us our sins."